but this was not the case.
"I am sincerely sorry, Dr. Watson," Inspector Lestrade explained, "but my hands are tied. Holmes was duly arrested because of the embezzlement of evidence. In addition, in the course of the official act, he was guilty of physical resistance to the power of the state." Admittedly, the former accusation always hovered over Holmes's activities like a sword of Damocles, although I couldn't explain how Scotland Yard should have got tangible information, even evidence, on this matter. Holmes was clearly superior to them. As far as the second point is concerned, however, I had to follow up.
"What do you mean by physical resistance?" I asked. "Holmes did not really attack a police officer, did he?"
"He certainly did," Inspector Lestrade replied. "He didn't want to be arrested. He got into a rage and rampaged like a wild animal."
"Like a wild animal?" I repeated incredulously, knowing that such a thing was not like Holmes' normal self.
"That's nonsense. Holmes would never lose control of himself and his actions. Did he beat one of the officials?"
Inspector Lestrade hesitated and finally declared,
"Well, not exactly beaten. No, that's not. Rather, he... well, yes."